Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADRHub.com podcast series. Today, our special guest is Vicky Pinchon, and she is the author of the newest best conflict resolution book. And before I go any more into it, I always like the person, our guest, to tell us more about it. First of all, Vicky, tell us who you are before we go into the book.
Okay, well, I'm a lawyer. And 5 years ago, I decided to stop fighting and learn how to resolve my own conflicts and those that I was used to litigating. And so I took my first mediation course, fell in love with it, had the aha moment, and have been mediating ever since. Pardon?
That first course at Pepperdine, was that at the Strauss Institute?
Yes, it was at the Strauss Institute.
Okay. And how long did you go ahead? I'm sorry.
First hour, first day. I was sold.
Similar. My story is very similar, but we're not talking about me today. So, how long have you been mediating for? Or tell us a little bit more, maybe, about your mediation experience or what type of cases you do.
So, I was a commercial litigator handling, toward the last 10 years of my practice, bet the company cases and primarily for Fortune 500 companies. Okay. And those are the cases that I mediate, but I also mediate community disputes and I teach women how to negotiate these days.
Right. You have the mediates, and that's your consulting business as well, right?
Right.
The main topic at hand. And tell us what the motivation behind it. Tell us the name of the book.
All right.
Go ahead.
My husband named the book. The book is called A is for Asshole, The Grown-Up's ABCs of Conflict Resolution.
So why did you write the book and maybe share with us some of your personal insights of what motivated you to write it?
Well, I wrote the book because I was blogging. Mm-hmm. And I love blogging. It's a whole lot easier than writing. Because, as I found out, because it doesn't really require the kind of attention to style and form that an article or a book does. But I walked into the kitchen one day, a couple of years after I was blogging, and I said to my husband, you know, I could write an ABCs of conflict resolution. And he said, A is for asshole. And I said, that's why I married you. And there are many other good reasons, but that's one of the primary reasons, because you're so darn smart. And my friend Ken Cloak and said, A is for asshole, the ABCs of conflict resolution. He said, call my publisher. And then I was just obliged to write it.
One thing I want to touch on there, because for the audience, we know each other and we first met through blogging. I blog as well. And I think that sort of shows the whole concept of, and I think in the book, F is for Friend, which we're going to go into a little bit later, but just something you touched on right there is that whole idea of having our society or our friends within the ADR field. And in this sense, you in blogging and then reaching out to Ken has sort of helped you get along that process of actually taking it from, it sounds like, from just a thought or a mind inside your mind to actually becoming more concrete. Is that right? Or?
Yes, I think I believe that I've always lived my life collaboratively. Mm-hmm. And with a great appreciation for the fact that no one ever really achieves anything small, medium, or large by themselves.
Right. Well, one thing – oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, and then I spent 25 years in the adversarial system, which is a very – highly paid zero-sum game.
Right, and I think your book, it really shows – well, one thing I want to ask you is who's the intended audience for this book? When you wrote it, who did you think, oh, this would be perfect for who?
I was really writing it for the general public.
Mm-hmm.
I have long thought that if people could just begin to take their own part in the disputes that arise between them and their fellows, that genuinely the world would be transformed.
Right. And I think also looking at it as I only just got the book a few days ago, so I've read different sections. One of the things I look at is, well, first of all, when I got up to, I finished E, and then I dread it. I said, "Oh my goodness, if A is for bleep, what is F going to be?" And then you wrote F is for friends, so I like literally wiped my brow and I laughed because I know you. And then as I start reading the story, which everyone has to read it, the other F word actually does come up, which I think just it shows your style for those that don't know you personally. It comes out in the book in that friendly manner, and F is for friend, but then it talks about how someone had mentioned about you using the F word, and they basically said they didn't want to be your friend anymore. And then how you really took that moment to self-reflect. And for mediators, and this is going back to the audience, yes, but that was my, I believe that when reading through the book, it was probably for the general audience. But then I said, you know, wait a second. This book is also for mediators, new mediators, mid-career mediators, and even the people that say they're the Zen master mediators or the long-term people. It's take that moment where I think your book provides that. Take a moment, take a breath, and read it through someone else's perspective because we can always be learning. And I think your book, it's really, I like that about it. So I think the audience is more than just the general people, but also the professionals in our field.
Well, I'd love every lawyer I ever mediated with to read it. I would love every lawyer's client I ever mediated with to read it. I'd love the President of the United States to read it.
I'll see what I can do. I don't
And the Congress and, you know, anyone who struggles with the degree of heated the heated expression of disagreement that we have in the culture today.
Right, and it's sort of it takes it away from that adversarial, like always smashing into each other. And I think a lot of the subjects that you reflect on, it shows that, as you said in the beginning, that collaborative approach, and E doesn't have to be for enemy.
Right, and I think people are hungry for this. You know, conflict is, as you and I and every other mediator on the planet knows, people don't like being in conflict. And the only reason that they're not sitting down and resolving it with their neighbors and with the people across the political aisle is because they don't know how to do so.
Right.
So I was really hoping. When I said it's an ABCs, it's like a child's primer, and it really, I was hoping that it really is a relatively simple primer on how is it that we take responsibility, be accountable for our own behavior, be understanding of other people's circumstances. Understand some of these cognitive biases that exacerbate and escalate conflict. And as you said before we started talking, be reflective, have some ability to reflect on your own part of, in it, which is really the key, because you're the only behavior you can control is your own.
Right. Well, it looks like, Vicky, unfortunately, we are running a bit out of time. One thing I want to add to that very quickly is you mentioned you have to have new tools in your toolbox and make sure you have room for it. Where I think your book, I recommend it for people to read to add to their toolbox, whether you're just the general audience or mediators. And I think it's really wonderful. And you'll be able to find the book on our website at ADR Hub, but also if you want to tell everyone where they can purchase it.
It's at Amazon.com right now. It will be in bookstores, but it's going to be a month probably at least. So I'd say buy your most difficult relatives this book on Amazon
And
before Thanksgiving.
it works because that's where I actually bought it. And I want to thank you very much for taking the time out to speak with us here. And I wish you all the most success with this book. And I know it will be. You're fantastic, and so is your book. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always great talking to you.
And I want to thank everyone for listening. And for those out there that might be writing a book or know another book or anything else that they want to talk about on our show, you can easily reach out to me and be on a future podcast series because it isn't just my friends and people that I know that I invite on here. So I look forward to having more future guests. And again, everybody, thank you for listening to the ADR Hub podcast series. Take care.